A quick note about today's episode. I changed the software I used for recording, and it eliminates absolutely zero background noise. I'm sorry about all the traffic you're about to hear. I live in the city. And without further ado, let's get on with the show. Hey, I'm James, and I just finished writing 11 pages worth of text for a 2-page adventure, because I have zero self-control. I'm here to dork out about dungeons and design on Crumbling Keeps, The Dungeon Dorks. So Dennis Gardner sent me a question the other day about notes. In particular, he was interested in what notes a DM should be keeping and writing down, and what is not needed. And that is something we all get to navigate a little differently. But I did have some thoughts on the whole thing that I wanted to share. The first is my favorite little trick. And that's at the beginning of each session, ask the players for a recap of what happened last session. Now, the fun thing is this is going to accomplish several things for you. First, it's going to give everyone at the table a little recap of what happened. That way, everyone's up to speed. If you're lucky, it's been a week between games, but often it can be a month and maybe even more. So this is a great time to get everyone up to speed on what's happened, get everyone ready for the game. Think of it almost like a pre-game meditation. Everyone's transported back into that world. It's a great transition between we're hanging out and chatting to we're ready to play the game. But a thing that it does for the GM that I really like is that it tells the game master what the players remember and what they deemed important enough to mention. Now, that can't be your end-all, because there might be clues they overlook that are still important that you need to have copied down somewhere that they might not realize at the time. But it will tell you, oh, they really liked that NPC from last time, or they thought that one building was really interesting. So it helps you to know where to both funnel play and prep in the future, because it gives you a good idea of what they're enjoying and what they want to emphasize, or rather, what they've already emphasized in their minds. But now let's talk about the actual act of taking notes. So the first thing I want to mention is I'm a digital note taker. My handwriting, it's never been good. If you were to ask Brad, the other guy in Crumbling Keep, we've been friends for many years. He's been reading my handwriting for many years as he has become involved in many of my silly little projects. And he's still not the best at interpreting it. I have a lot of room for improvement. But that said, handwriting shame aside, I take digital notes. I type things. I can organize them better that way for myself, so this may not work for everybody. But I use a program called Obsidian. It does take a little getting used to, and there is a learning curve, as the whole thing is in markup language. And if that doesn't mean anything to you, just know that you have to do things like type 2 asterisks before a word and after a word to make it bold, or type 3 hash marks before it to make it a heading. Things like that. There's lists of markup language everywhere. You can certainly learn it. It's accessible, and it's not that difficult. One of the things I like about it is you can organize your different notes into folders, but you can also cross-link them. I use this software now to write a lot of my adventures and everything for Marching Order, because that's less like one coherent document and more like a web of different pieces of information and different passages I need to connect together. So you can look at an actual map on the program to see where all your notes fit in. I've never found it useful, but I have found it cool. But that's one way that you can at least take your notes. It's something better than just a Word document, in my opinion, at least. There's more you can do with it. But let's get on to the crux of this question. What is important and what isn't? Well, that's a little complicated. But one thing I can definitely recommend is locations and NPCs and the names of each of those things. And I mention this not because I'm good at it, but because I'm bad at it. I was running a game of Cyborg just a few days ago, actually. And the players were going to a church that was full of cultists that they had found out about in the last session. And one of them was like, yeah, we're going to go to that church. What's the name of that? And I was like, the Church of Perpetual Indulgence. And then one of the characters, one of the players, who keeps better notes than me, it's like, oh, is that different than the Temple of Endless Ecstasy? It's like, no, it's not. I just took bad notes. So location names and NPC names, those are great things to take notes for. Part of the question was what not to take notes for, and I'm going to hit that from a slightly different angle. On one side, there's no such thing as too many notes. If there's really nothing that you'll be sad that you'll put in there to know if it doesn't come up, right? It's more a matter of making sure you have what you definitely need. But there is a problem with too many notes, despite what I said, and it's not that the information's there. It's just that the more that is there, the harder it is to find what you need. Suddenly it's a needle in a haystack if you're writing pages of notes every session. So part of that is the organization. And again, this is where a program like Obsidian can come in. But also another part is like how you take the notes. And I like taking notes a lot in the same way that I write adventures. And that's that there will be a heading, and that heading may be a place, it may be a situation, whatever. And then concise bullet points are the way to go. Write just enough so that when you read it, you're like, oh, I remember what that's about. On the flip side of coin, make sure you write enough that when you read it, you're like, oh, that's what it's about. I think a lot of us have seen the meme going around about sexy elf something or other, and the GM being like, yes, that's in my notes, and no one has any idea what it means. Now, if that sexy elf was a bullet point with a few descriptors, you'd remember the sexy elf. But I digress. Another good thing to put in your notes is if the players, in character or out, express desires of things they want to do. You can look back at these notes for your prep sessions, and then you know, again, it's the same thing about getting the players to do the recaps. You're going to create a session based around what they want. If they're like, oh yeah, that random tower you talked about, we might have to go there at some point in time, and you just meant that to be like a passing thing an NPC says, but that tells you like, oh, they're interested in that hook, so you can develop it further. So hopefully, Dennis, you found that helpful. I'll admit, I could do better with taking notes, and it is something I aspire to do. Obsidian is a big part of that for me. I've recently started a new campaign, and I've started all my prep in it, and I've been taking ongoing notes in there, and I spend some time after every session putting the information where it needs to go so I can find it. And that's another thing about digital, it's easier to move around. But does anyone else have any tips? What do you think about taking notes? Or do you have other questions that you'd like me to answer or thoughts on this? Go to crumblingkeep.com/question. And there's a way that you can submit them that I can play on air. And we can riff about it. And I'd love to know what you think about this. If you have some great insight into note-taking, share it with us. And I'll be happy to put it on the next show. Oh, and by the way, I swear Obsidian doesn't pay me to say these things. I just kind of like it. I'll see you the next time we roll initiative. Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you have any questions about anything I talked about here today or on any past episodes of Dungeon Dorks, go to crumblingkeep.com/question and ask away, or just check the link in the show notes.